Well, thank you for that introduction. This is Micah Bornstein filling in for John Kane on Eye on the Arts. And I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in for another edition. Joining me today is Pat Port from the Genesius Guild, and he's going to talk with us a little bit about the musical Annie.
That's right. Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, you're welcome, Pat. You know, Annie's a popular musical. I think everybody is probably familiar with Annie as a show, but can you tell us a little bit what we can expect from your particular production of Annie?
Well, our particular production, which is taking place at the First United Methodist Church in Hammond, Indiana, it's on Holman Avenue. Our story is pretty much your typical Annie story. Little girl who is in an orphanage and her parents left her there for 11 years. She gets adopted by Daddy Warbucks, and through the twists and turns of the New York society and the times of the 1930s, she has crooks kind of want to take her out of that, you know, safe place of the rich and famous and introduce her to the real world of New York City. So,
well, Annie's is a pretty big production, big musical production. What is it like to put on a show this big? Are there challenges?
There are most definitely challenges, especially going from the casting to the auditioning to basically getting a full cast together and getting the schedules coinciding. There are challenges, but it's one that I believe that our current cast has expounded leaps and bounds over, and they're really going to put on a great show, I believe.
Yeah, talking about your cast, what's it like? I mean, this is a varied cast, not just people, not just, you know, adults and children, but there's animals involved too.
Correct. Yes. We have actually a wide range of ages in our cast for this production of Annie. We have a gentleman that's in our ensemble. He's going to be 84 when the show takes off, and this is his first time ever being on stage. So that's a real, you know, something that he's always wanted to do. And then going to like all of our orphans, which range from the age of 5 to 10. And it really shows when you throw like our older folks in the community with our younger folks in the community and then throw a dog into it, you know, what's not to love? It's going to be a fun evening.
It does sound like a lot of fun. And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I understand that you're also directing the show?
Yes, sir. I'm directing, choreographing, doing set designs. There's just a lot of hats to be worn on this one. But they're all challenges that come with each job, but they're all ones that I greatly look forward to taking on.
Now, is this your directorial debut, or have you had other...
Officially, yes, it's my directorial debut.
Congratulations.
But unofficially, no, I've directed smaller scale things such as like little sides for my community theater productions. I had a couple of sides that I directed in college. So, but officially this is my directorial debut and I've had a lot of fun with it.
Have there been any challenges that you didn't expect?
There have been. Yeah. Just a lot of, again, making sure everybody in our cast is happy and healthy and coming to rehearsal and make sure like choreography wise, everyone's getting the steps down. So with those challenges that have arisen, like I said, I have an excellent cast, and I can't continue to say like how pleased I am with the progress everyone has made.
And who do you know expect would like this show? What is it? What is in it for? For whom?
Honestly, it's a show for all ages. If you're, you know, a family of four that wants to bring your kid and introduce them to theater, like I believe this is the perfect show for them because you've got, like I said, you've got a dog, a live dog. In a show, so of course the kids are going to gravitate to the dog that's going to steal the show. They're going to see little kids up there on stage just like themselves that they might think, hey, this will be something that really hooked me. This is the first show that I saw that really got me onto theater. And then if you want to be like your average mom and pop who want to come out and see a show, it's a great evening of theater that you can sit back, relax, and enjoy, you know, a bunch of people up there from the community that are just doing something out of a labor of love.
So, Pat, as we wrap up here, can you remind us of all those important logistical details one more time, where it's at?
Of course. Well, this is the production of Annie the Musical. We are actually opening up on March 13th. We run March 13th, 14th, and 15th, and then March 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We do have a special talkback session on March 15th. That's the Sunday after the first show. So that'll be at 3 p.m. And then we are also having a special breakfast with Annie and the Orphans. That'll be on the second Saturday, which will be March 21st, from 10 to 2 o'clock.
Well, sounds great, Pat. Well, I hope everybody comes out to the Genesius Guild to see this fantastic production, and congratulations on your directorial debut. And thank you for joining us on Eye on the Arts.
Well, thanks for having me on.